Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Welcome back to the Celebration of Life of Vida Blue. Next, you will hear from three very close teammates of his from the San Francisco Giants, Chili Davis, Billy North, and Jack Clark. My next guest was a teammate of his. So let's bring in my good friend, Chili Davis. Chili, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. I mean, you've got to know Vida Blue in your earlier days, your rookie years. Vida was, of course, the pristine veteran. Tell us a little bit about the first time you met him.
1981. It was really interesting walking into a big league spring training locker room for the first time and seeing the names like Vida Blue and Joe Morgan and Enos Cabell, Rennie Stennett, Jack Clark, Darrell Evans, you know, just a lot. Larry Herndon. I mean, there were so many guys that I was so impressed with meeting because, you know, I'd watched them play in the big leagues and I knew who they were. But more than importantly, what was impressive to me was the way these guys treated me. You know, as a young player coming up, they took me under their wings. Vida was definitely one of those guys and just took care of me, showed me the ropes, you know, what you need to do to be a big leaguer, not for one day or for one spring training, but for a long time. And, you know, just took care of me. I'd go to dinner or lunch or whatever with them. You know, hey, Rook, you know, your money's no good around here. I tell you what, you know, Vida was a class in my mind. He was class. I mean, you know, when I made the big league team and had a chance to be around these guys at Candlestick Park, the one thing I noticed about Vida that was different than all the other players was Vida wore a sport coat to the ballpark every day. I mean, he dressed nice every day to the ballpark. And every day he came to the ballpark, there was not only one, but maybe multiple bouquets of flowers in his locker. But he, you know, he was always in the same mood, never up nor down, you know, very soft-spoken man, looked out for everyone, looked out for his teammates. You know, we talk about leaders in the locker room, but being a leader on the bench, you know, the starting pitchers had the opportunity to be on the bench all game if they weren't pitching, where, you know, the relievers were usually in the bullpen. So Vida was one of the guys that was on the bench and, you know, cheering his teammates on. And, you know, whether he had a rough outing, his last outing or not, he's out there cheering everyone on, you know, so. You know, we could talk baseball about Vida Blue, but to me, Vida was more than just baseball. You know, Vida was a friend.
My next guest was a teammate of his. You were friends with him for over 50 years. Billy North, what are some of the fondest memories of your friendship?
Is that he was a very personable person, and he kept you laughing and was a hell of a pitcher and great to play behind. I know I knew I didn't have to field when I was playing behind him because nobody could get around enough on him to hit the ball to center field. Vida was a extreme competitor with great tools.
What do you think they'll remember the most of Vida Blue?
His smile. And the fans, you know, he was good with kids and and the fans loved him, you know. But he would come out and he would compete, you know. And when you pitched like he did, you would have a lot of smiles on your face.
My next guest was a teammate of his and a personal friend. Let's welcome in from the San Francisco Giants, Jack Clark. Well, your name came up in a lot of conversations we had, and the one thing he always said is, I gave Jack Clark that name, the Ripper. Can you remember when that happened?
So I really started changing my swing and trying to hit line drives, and I hit a couple, and I must have got Vida's attention. He said, I came in to score one day. He said, you're the Ripper, man. You know, hit a ball like that. And that name just always stuck, you know, so... And I tell everybody that story. Everybody, hey, where'd you get that name from? I said, Vida Blue gave me that nickname, you know? Well, you know what? First, last, it was an honor to be on a team with a Vida Blue, especially with the Giants. I mean, yeah, Stretch was there. Willie McCovey's very quiet, humble guy. You just respected his space. But Vida was outgoing and recently had won, you know, World Series with Oakland, had been there, done that, seen that, experienced that. And I think you and me and everybody else on the team just wanted a piece of that. And so he was kind of our piece, you know, that we never had. And we were going to see if maybe, you know, we could lean on him for something, including on the bus rides or whatever. You know, if the bus, he wouldn't get going in time and it was hot in there, and he'd be in the back of the bus and yelling to the front, even if the managers were on there or whatever. Hey, Bussy, you know, punch a fat hog in the ass. Let's go, man, you know. And it just make you relax, because nobody else would really say that or feel like they could say that. But he could, because he kind of been there and done it and knew what it was like to kind of relax and everything. Wore jeans on the bus and on the plane with a sport coat, you know, just kind of cool. And, you know, it was, you know, you didn't always have to talk to him or get an answer from him. Just watch what he was doing, how he was doing and going about his business. But like you said, when it was game time, he just reminded me of Bob Gibson or, you know, those type of guys that they put on their game face, and it was go time. And I'm sure he learned that from Catfish Hunter and Blue Moon Odom and, you know, Raleigh Fingers and all those guys and those great Oakland teams and Reggie and Joe Rudy and Sal Bando, you know, all those guys, including the managers, you know. So, and even though he's in heaven, until I get there, we're still connected by that, you know, all the way up as far as heaven goes and we could reach, you know. So God bless him. May he rest in peace. Our good friend, our brother, special man.
This next memory is when Vida Blue traveled with Bob Hope in the USO Christmas Tour. And here's a little clip from that.
Hey, and now I'd like you to meet an amazing young man from Mansfield, Louisiana. He's just about the hottest pitcher in organized baseball. Last year he won 24 games. He was one of only five pitchers in history to receive the American League Most Valuable Player Award. And to cap it all, he was voted the Cy Young Trophy. Here he is, the reason why everyone in Oakland, California believes that blue is beautiful. Vida Blue, right here. How do you like the trip so far?
It's great, Bob. I sure enjoy watching you in the Dev Stars.
How come?
In my business, I like to see a man strike out.
Boy, if there's anything I hate, it's a cocky little leaguer. Vida, what's your secret?
No secret, Bob. I do the same thing you do. I just wind up and throw it.
Guess who's not coming to dinner? Vida, you won the Cy Young Award, the Most Valuable Player Award, yet your salary was only $13,000. How come you didn't get more money from Mr. Finley, the owner?
Well, Mr. Finley, I claimed I was only using one arm.
Well, I guess you're going to hit him up for a big raise next season.
Not a chance.
Well, what if you don't get a raise? Are you still going to pitch?
Sure. Right-hander.
Come on, Vida. Money isn't all that important, is it?
Of course not. The important thing is knowing you've done the best for the team so that when the final score is written, they'll say, he was poor in material things but rich in gratitude of his teammates.
What does that mean?
We've got to get a stronger union.
You know, Vida, I used to be a pretty good ball player when I was your age.
I didn't know that, Bob.
That I used to be a good ball player?
No, that you used to be my age. Did you really play baseball?
Are you kidding? Who do you think gave Abner Doubleday his first case of athlete's feet? Actually, I did play baseball, but I quit because it was too rough.
Baseball? Rough?
Yeah, one day the manager sent me to the showers without my rubber duck. Hey, Vida, let us in on a few trade secrets. What are those signals the catcher flashes to you?
Well, one finger means a fastball, two means a curve, and three means a slider.
How about four fingers?
We use that only when the game's being televised.
Oh, yeah, well, what's it mean?
It means my mascara's running.
You use mascara?
Don't it show?
Before you go, Vida, why don't you tell your fans what's the most important thing in baseball?
What is? I forgot. What is it?
Well, you gotta have heart.
That's a song. I ain't gonna sing.
Oh, come on.
Bob, I don't sing. I only do two things. I play baseball and I chase girls.
Well, I chase girls too, if only I could remember what for. Anyway, you're up at the plate. Les, go.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win,
that's when the grin should start.
Say, I've seen you in those situations, Vida. I'll never forget the All-Star game when Hank Aaron stepped up to the plate and you coolly turned your back on him.
I wasn't turning my back on him. I was watching the spot over the center field fence where he hit the first pitch.
You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. I wait till next year and hope.
Talk about heart. You've always been an inspiration to me. When you're thinking of nerves it takes to get up in front of thousands of people.
Well, I always have my jokes with me.
That's what I mean.
When your luck is bad at zero, get your chin up off the floor.
Mister, you can be a hero.
You can open any door, there's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old cart before the horse.
You know, last year we took Johnny Bench with us, and I want to tell you, there's a guy with a heart. You talk a guy with the girls, he's got a heart like a hotel room for everybody. You know, he went out with eight different girls one night in Bangkok. How about that?
Well, I tell you, records were made to be broken.
First, you gotta have heart.
Light of blue, right there.
Our next three guests are from the Oakland A's: Bip Roberts, Shooty Babbitt, and Mike Norris. My next guest, Bip Roberts. Bip, as we celebrate the life of Vida Blue, he really instilled a lot in you from your childhood days to when you saw him with the Oakland A's, even after when you worked with him on TV on Comcast. Tell me your fondest memory of Vida Blue.
Wow. It's just been an amazing relationship. As a kid growing up in Oakland, 72, 73, 74, Vida was one of the heroes of mine, household name in my house. And just an outstanding role model. You know, sometimes people say when you meet your heroes, you're going to be disappointed. They're not going to be what you think they are. I thought they would be. Well, Vida was that and more. He was, man, it's hard to put in words, but he is what we call the salt of the earth. Just a beautiful person, mentally, spiritually. And I just really gravitated towards Vida because he was that hero that never seemed to be arrogant or cocky or very boisterous. if you didn't know Vida was a former baseball player, you wouldn't know, because it's not something that was always on the tip of his tongue. He was always about encouragement, being there for you, talking about life and helping you get through certain issues that you might have. So Vida, when it comes to me being a kid, me being a player, and then me being a colleague of his, just always lived up to the bill of hero. And that's how I'm going to always remember him. Someone who gave back to his community, never forgot where he came from, but also was always one of us as well.
What legacy do you think the fans of Northern California will remember about him?
Man, everybody I talk to love Vida. Because, again, Vida was one of the people. When he played for the A's, he lived down in the Acorns, that part of West Oakland. And everybody knew that he had that door that was just, I think it was a blue door that he had, blue or red door. And everybody knew that he lived there. And he had the Cadillac parked outside. Not one time was that car vandalized, because they knew that was Vida Blue's car. Vida was the type of guy that people would remember that if you invited him to dinner, he came over. I have friends who say, man, you know, we had a gumbo party and we invited Vida Blue and he showed up. And these are people that he didn't know. They weren't family. But this is the type of person that Vida was. And so I think people are going to always remember Vida as the man. You know, and the legend is how he treated people. So I just believe that from my heart and everyone that I've talked to, they all have a Vida Blue story. And it's more about how real of a person he was and how great of a baseball player he was. So his legend will always be Vida was a man of the people, and people will never forget that.
My next guest is from the Oakland A's, Mac Babbitt, alias Shooty. Well, you shared a photo when you were a young Mac Babbitt, Little League maybe, a little later, but on the back wall you had a poster, and that poster was Vida Blue. Tell us a little bit about that.
Every one of us, kid, girl, boy, who loved baseball and played it as a kid, other than the experience of getting the opportunity to play in the major leagues, if you didn't get that opportunity, there was no better time than when we played Little League. And we got our first full uniform, and then at that time I was 12 years old, and you could see on that wall I had a collage of great players that I just, because I love sports, but that poster on the side was Vida Blue, and that was 1971. And you hear so many times of people talking about young men, African-American men, and the lack of African-Americans in the game, and how it affects us, because when we were kids, we saw somebody out there that looked like us, that was doing great things that we wanted to be like. And as you can see, I had the high stirrups. I had my belt up high. I had my uni tight. I mean, Vida wore his uniform like a big leaguer. And he was just this pillar of strength. And he adopted me as a baby brother. I called him Big Brother, you know, and he stood for class. I judge a player of greatness, not by what he did on the field, but how things they have to say about him. He was always making everybody feel comfortable. Just be simple in life. Be nice to people. Just like on the golf course. If you played golf with Vida in his tournaments, you ever got a chance to play with him, he said, hey, look, straight back, straight through, solid contact. He never forgot where he came from. He treated everybody the same. You'll never find it. Vida is one of them unique people that, and you don't meet a lot of people. I know some people have said things about me. I don't care. I tried my best. But if you had a problem with Vida Blue, you have a problem with yourself.
My next guest is a personal friend, a teammate. Let's bring in from the Oakland A's, Mike Norris. He was your mentor when you first came up with the Oakland A's. Tell us a couple stories of how you met Vida Blue and how were your friendship with him as the years went on?
Well, he was more than a teammate. He was a big brother to me. And this loss has affected me very deeply. Just a lot of anguish and remorse that maybe I could have spent more time with him before he left this good world. But, you know, I'm appreciative of the time that I did get to spend with him.
Well, you are an elite group of baseball pitchers. They're called the Black Aces. The Black Aces are a group of African-American pitchers who have won 20 or more games in a season. Now, these are alphabetical order. Vida Blue, Al Downing, Bob Gibson, Dwight Gooden, Mudcat Grant, Ferguson Jenkins, Sam Jones, Don Newcomb, Mike Norris, J.R. Richard, Dave Stewart, Earl Wilson, and the three new ones, David Price, CeCe Sabathia, and Dontrell Willis. Tell us a little bit about this group of great pitchers.
Well, I think to me, perhaps, to be selected to that elite group was probably one of the greatest accomplishments I did in my major league career. Those names you just meant are not only great African-American pitchers, but they were great pitchers, period, in the game and the history of baseball.
What would be the legacy of Vida Blue to the fans of Northern California?
Wow, that's so much you could say. I think perhaps him being a cheerleader over at Candlestick Park with the white towel that he would wave and mm-hmm. get all the fans just into the ball game even more so than they would be. I mean, who does that? I've never seen anybody do anything like that. But that's the confidence and the personality that Vida felt. He just was inhibited. He wasn't at all. He was just a free spirit, a loving spirit, and he loved people. And that just was an example of what kind of an individual he was to share himself like that with the whole ballpark and didn't fear embarrassment. It was just an amazing thing to see.
This next clip is when Vida Blue was inducted into the Oakland A's Hall of Fame. He called into the show. Mike Felder was sitting in for him. And Steve Fishman, who was our producer for all 3 years, always wanted to be part of Vida Blue. Let's listen in.
Yeah, I'm just going to wing it. I know what I want to say from my heart, and I'll just make it short and simple, man. You know, you thank a few folks here and there. You thank the fans and let them know that you appreciate their support all those times and all those years. And actually, you know, even though I'm doing this at the Oakland Coliseum, this applies to the fans in the West Bay, too, the Giants fans that are Vida Blue fans. It applies to all my fans all over the country, all over the world, matter of fact. So it's just going to be something simple and sweet. And I'm taking my sunglasses because I'm trying not to get emotional about this thing.
You know that's going to happen. You know that. You're going to get choked up a little bit because it's a great honor and you deserve it, Vida Blue. And from all of us, Tiny Felder, Fish behind the glass over here, Fish wants to know, make sure you thank him today, okay?
I'll give a shout-out to the Fish. But, hey, Fish, when I rub my nose, that's me. Hello, Fish.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.